Okay, yes, Tanner of Honor. We're on Gimel Ahmed Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up. Tanner Rabbanan, Ezehu Shoita, who is a halachic fool? So Hayotzi. Good morning, Hananya. Could you please mute yourself? Ezehu Shoita, Hayotzi Yechidi Balayla, somebody goes alone, wandering in the night. Valon Bevesik Kfora is somebody who likes to sleep in the cemetery. Makoreas Kasuso, one who likes to rip his clothes. Okay, end of Brisa. Itmar. Rav Huna Omar, he says, Ad Shu Kulam Bavasachas. You have to do all of them in order to be confirmed a Shota. And Rabbi Yochanan Omar, a feel of Achas Behen. Even if he does one alone, that's sufficient. Now the Gemara asks, Heichidami. If he did it in a maniac kind of way, a feel of bechada nami, even in one would be sufficient to confirm him. Yeah, if he did it in some kind of had some reason for doing it, a feel of kulu namelo, you would not confirm him as a shoita. So Leolam answered the Gemara to call Ovid Lehu Derech Shtus. He does them Derech Shtus. However, yeah, Halan Bevesik Voros, if somebody's sleeping in the cemetery, you may say, Imo Kadesha Tishre Olav Ruach Tuma. Perhaps he's doing it so he should get the powers of the side of the Tuma who to call Ovid. He's doing it he has a seichaldic reason.
What does it mean? He's doing it Derech Shtus, but yet he's still doing it for a reason. And it's not Derech Shtus.
No, because we could say, you know what? It looks externally that he's doing it for Derech Shtus, but we could say that maybe he has a reason. That's what it means. Okay, by Yoitzi Yechidi Belayla, someone who goes, is wandering around in the night time. So, Imu, because I could explain his actions. Gandrifa's Achde, he's got hot flashes, so he's going to cool down. Mikare Esksusoi, he's tearing his clothes. So maybe he's not Mashuga. Imo Baal Machshobosu, he's just inadvertently thinking in a deep thoughts, and he's tearing his clothes. Kivin de Abdin Ulukhulu, but once he's done it all three at once, Havaluhu, he's like Gomoshin Nogach Shor Chomo Vagomel, like an ox that would gore to three different kinds of animals. And we say the halacha is Vinasa Muad Lukhol. He's made Muad Lukhol because basically. It's just it's a pattern. Okay, so I'm a Rapapa. Says Rapapa, he comments, E Shmile, if he would have heard Larav Huna the following, Hadatanya the Brisa, Ezehu Shoita, Hama Abed Kol Marsha Noistim Lo. So who's a Shoita? Somebody who destroys everything that people give to him. That's the Brisa. So you see over there, even with one thing, a person could be certified as a Shota. So have a Hodder base. So says Rav Papa, Rav Huna would have retracted his opinion. You don't have to do all of them. So now the Gemara asks, Ibailhu, ki have a Hodder base. When Rav Huna would have retracted, would he just been from the Mimikorek Susoi? It's from the case where he said if someone's rendering his clothes, to have a Hodder base, he would be Choyzer. Why? Because it's the dumb you'll have, because it's similar to that price that we brought. The price only proved somebody who's basically destructive. So, yeah. Or Dilma, perhaps, we could have a Hodder Bay. Or perhaps he would have said, no, we see over here from this price that even if one thing is sufficient to confirm someone's a Shota, so we would assume the same thing for the other things as well. Teiku, we don't know. Okay, carrying on back with the Mishnah. Tumtum Vatandragados, that they are Potter from Re'iyah. So Tana Rabbanan, we've got a Brisa. Zohor, it says Zohor, it really says Kol Zohorcha, but we're like kind of breaking up the words and just looking at it in parts. So if it would have said Zohor alone, this is coming to Lehoitzi Esenoshim, saying that women are not Chayev in Re'iyah. Now it says Zohorcha, we add the Chof on over here, is Lehoitzi Tumtum V'Androgynous. This excludes a Tumtum and an Androgynous. Okay, because they're not fully male, somewhat. Okay, Kol Zohorcha, all Zohorcha is the rabbi. So this is actually going to include, because it's Kol, it's going to include. So katanim are also chayv in Ria, end of Raisa. So Amamah, we're going to look into the Raisa. The first bit, Zohar, it says Lahotzias Anoshim. It says Zohar to exclude women from this mitzvah. As the Gemara, ha lamalikra. Why do you need a pasuk? Michdi, since mitzvahs asay shuzman gromahu. This is a mitzvahs asay that's time bound, and we know the principle is v'chol mitzvahs asay shuzman gromah. Any mitzvahs asay that is time bound. Noshim paturos, noshim are paturos. So, is it just the general rule? So, why do you need this special limud? Answer the Gemara, it's zrich. No, we need it. Sagadata Gamina, you would have thought, Nilav, let's learn from Ria, using the Gzera Shava of Ria, Mihakel. Amal, halon, just over there in Hakel, we saw yesterday, noshim chayavos, women are chayav in Hakel to listen. So, Afghan Nashim Chayavos, so too, noshim would also be chayavos in this mitzvah as well. Kamash Milan, Zocho, the Nords. Okay, Amama, back to the Braisa. Zachorucha. When it says Zachorucha, it's Lahotzias Tumtum Androgynous. Okay, so Bishlama Androgynous. So Androgynous, it's Zrich, you need to tell us that. Sagadach Lamina, Hoilva Islei, seeing as there is to him, Tzad Zachros, he has male faculties, so Lichayev, so he should be Chayev. Kamash Malan, not why. Debiria Bifne Atzmahu, he's a. Alien, basically, he's not a normal male, so therefore he would not be chayiv. That's what's going to tell Zachorucha, a normal male. Okay, Ella tumtum, but tumtum, why do you need a posuk to be moitzi that sveikahu? It's a sofik who me it's drich kral muti sveikah. Do you need the Torah to come and tell you that somebody who's doubtful is not chayiv? He's not chayiv because he's in doubt.
What is it? If it's a doubt, usually.
Well, so there's a whole thing on this. Some people say we want to bring a riot from here. Suffolk dwells in the Chumrah. Is like, yeah, but then other people say for Kirk. Yeah, some people say, yeah, I thought the first one was supposed to be for Kirk, okay, but it's spoken about. I think the Meiri speaks about it. And so Omar Abaye. So anyway, so Omar Abaye, Kishabetzav Mubachut. So when his testicles are actually sticking out, so therefore he's for sure over here is a male, so it's not a sophic, he's male, is somewhat male, should we say. So that's why you need the Torah to come and tell you that he's potter.
Why do
you
need
him? Androgynous is he has even more, I suppose.
Both. Androgynous, we're calling it Biflehas,
yeah.
And
it's
who has his
bits in. Yes, but that he just has male, the rest of it is all male. The bits that are hiding could be all male, so it could be better.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, good. So, Amamah, next part of the Braisa.
Kol
Zachorucha. Kol is Lerobo, says a Katanim. It's coming to tell you that Katanim or Chayvim Ria. Says, wait a second. Vahatanan, we learn in our own very Mishnah, Chutz Michaira Shoot of a Cotton, with the exception of Chayvim Shoot of a Cotton, so Cotton's Potter. So, Amar Bayi, look, Asher. Kan, the Cotton Shigir Lechinuch. This Braisa is talking about Cotton Shigir Lechinuch, is Chayv. And Khan but Kotan Shaloh Hagia Lechinuch. And the Mishnah's talking about, as we said, is Kitan Kotan Shaloh Hagia Lechinuch. Says, wait a second. Kotan Shagia Lechinuch is the Rabbonin here. It's only the Rabbonin. So what is this, the Pasuk over here? So says the Gemara, yeah, Enachanami, you're correct. So it's not really true. This is Vikra Asmachta Ba'alma. Really, this we're using this Pasuk, and it's not really true. A cotton is only chayiv midrabbanan. So the Gemara asked over Ella kra lamai osso. So what is the actual purpose of this pasuk? Kol zechurcha. So look at the achirim. It's like achirim say the time you got a brayso. Achirim omrim. They say achirim a mekameit. Somebody who gathers some dog refuse for washing purposes. The mitzarev. Somebody who nechoishes. Somebody who basically digs up. Copper, which
we find, isn't it?
Mitzarif, yes, but yes. Oh, yeah, but yeah. So sorry, good. Yeah, but he refines it where they dig it out. I don't know why Rashi has to put that from the karka. You're right.
It's
smelly things. Yeah.
Usually mixed with.
Yeah, the word. No, but the word's correct. The word is mitzarif. I don't know why. Yeah, I just don't know why Rashi put the digging thing in. But yeah, vaborsi, and a borsi is so a lot of times. Rabbi Ravenhal says borsaki. Normally say borsaki. Borsi is the tanner. Yeah, it's Pturin Minaria, or Potter Minaria. Mishum Shinema, because it says, Kol Zachorcha, all males. So that means, Mishu Yochol La'alois in Kol Zachorcha, people that are able to go with a pack, the bunch. Yeah, yotzu elo because they stink. She'ena room la alois im kol zechorcha because they have to, you know, since they can't go up with everybody else, so therefore they're potter from the mitzvah of Riyah.
Like a good bath and soap and
It's infused into the very being. Okay, it says noshim v'avodim. It could be that the Rambam says something like that because the Rambam comes out funny over here. I think he actually says the chai of these people, even though it's very strange over here that it's a quick says it's potter, because it's funny. The kol was saying the chayiv, and now we're saying kol not chayiv. It's interesting. Anyway, I think someone said maybe the Rambam. Maybe that's the explanation. Actually, the Rambam that they say that the chayiv because they could wash themselves. Maybe, not sure. I didn't check it out. Okay, noshim, yeah. Noshim v'avodim she'enim mushachorim v'chol. Back to the Mishnah. So bishlam and noshim. We understand noshim because the Amram, like we explained earlier, why the potter. Okay, ella avodim minolam. Why avodim potter? So amaravuna amakrok. It says el penei ha'adon Hashem till the penei of the adon of Hashem. Right. So mi she'ein lo ella adon echod. Somebody's only got one adon. Adon Acher, who has got another Adon. Okay, so halabli kara. Why do you need a posuk? Says the Gemara. Michti, since kol mitzvah, any mitzvah she'isha chayvus ba, that a woman is chayv in, so too eved is chayv ba. And eved, we're talking about eved knani here. And kol mitzvah she'ein ha'isha chayv ba, and any mitzvah that a woman is not chayv in, ein eved chayv ba, and eved is also not chayv ba. The Goma, la'am isha. We've got Gezerishava, la'am isha. So therefore, if we know that Noshim are potter, so therefore so too, and Evet should be also potter. So why do you need this posuk El Paneh Ha'odun? Okay, so answer the Gemara. Here's our Ravina, our famous Ravina. I'm a Ravina. Says Ravina, lo nitzrucha ella lemi shechetzi eved. Someone is a chetzi eved, v'chetzi ben chorin. He's chetzi. So then you may have thought over here maybe he would be chayiv because of the tzad chay reshabo kamash mulan not. Okay, daikinami. It's actually meduyak in the Mishnah that this is what we're talking about. Chetzi eved, chetzi ben chorin. Diketani, because it says in the Mishnah noshim v'avodim she'enim mushuchrorim, and avodim that are not free. So my she'enim mushuchrorim. When it says she'enim mushuchrorim, yeah, ilem. If you want to tell me she'enim mushuchrorim chalal, they're not freed at all. Listen, avodim. Slama, just say avodim. Right, Ella lav she'enim mishuchrorim legamri. It means they're not totally freed. So my ninhu. And what is that? Mishachetshu Eved v'chetshu ben chorin. Shema mina. Okay. Now. Yes, the freeim for the tikkun ha'olam. Okay, so we're gonna stop here to do a little bit of review.